up to our highest reality. They're asking us to accept our complete vision. So our complete vision is already completed. In other words, who we are and why we're here is already an offering. It's already a higher indicator, a higher value. In English, it's already present. In I was going to say a higher vision, but they're like in an extraordinary magnitude. So they took me from in a higher vision to in an extraordinary magnitude. So, excuse me, again, they're asking us to feel that empowerment, to feel that closeness, because as we're walking through, they're saying the upheaval. And the upheaval is sort of like there's been an earthquake and you're sort of walking through the rumble, not really sure where you are. So we're all moving through this energy of groundlessness where we're witnessing the ending. We're witnessing, well, I thought it was going to be this, but maybe not so. Maybe not so. So then the question is, it's like we have a question mark above us because we're kind of puzzled. So I'm figuring out what I can't lean on, what I'm not, but I'm not 100% yet accustomed to the new lifestyle that they're saying, like the good life, where it is that we're about to place our footing. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive like indicator, what we're doing is sourcing our ancient memory. So this is the memory of long ago. This is who we are as the seer, who we are as the master, and what we committed to in this lifetime. So as we're sharing this, it's like I can feel the energy just amplifying. So in all directions, like I'm just sort of morphing into this angelic being, sort of. Now I'm saying angelic. The reason they're saying I use the word angelic is because I still choose to suffer. In other words, when we believe in the fallacy of 3D, when we believe in the separation, when we attest to our highest value, our highest indicator in English, who we truly are, they want you to take note of my verbiage when I said, well, angelic, because I can't even conceive that that's who I am in my true essence. So it must be an angel. It must be something higher than myself. So again, I'm just the mirror for all of us. We're all kind of playing together in this awakening process. So as we will receive our gifting, so now we understand that the mind is going to limit, it's going to separate our highest claim, because it still doesn't quite understand our holy relevance. So the more that we can have that flexibility, the more that we can have that aptitude, the more that we can release all structure and bounds, that means there's no limit to what's in store for me. There's no limit. So it's sort of like as far as the eye can see, that's normally where we would place the limit, as far as I can imagine. Well, that's how you're taking yourself as of today. What they're doing, they're showing me like a pointer on a map. So imagine like a flattened map. I know there's a name for it, my apologies, but like of the globe, it's flat. So you got a pointer over in Asia and you've got a pointer over on the other side of the world. And so as far as the eye can see, what they're asking us to consider is that we're now going abroad. So imagine there's a continuation, okay? So the globe is flat, but we're going abroad. We're going into other constellations. We're going beyond what the physical eye can see, beyond what we have understood and evaluated in terms of our presentation. Now, our presentation is our holy commitment. It's our true selves. So what we're doing, they're saying, is aligning with the stars. We're aligning with our gifting. So wherever we've been placing our past footing, this is what we used as security. Well, I'm this, I'm that, this is my source, this is, you know, this is my identity. This is my identity. So all of our worlds are being rocked in terms of our identity. So we want to understand this is because of our holy remembrance. So when we talk about like the Great Awakening, we're not just waiting for these beings or lights to come from the sky. We're awakening. Each of us are waking ourselves out of slumber. Now, this is very relevant because they're saying we all still believe in separation. So we're looking to another. Where's Jesus? Where's Mother Mary? Where's my helpers? We're all looking to another instead of recognizing that we're the masters. We're the ones that are calling in our new circumstances, our new arrival. Now, this is very, very essential because they're saying on some level, we always seem to think the power is outside. The power is outside. So what we're doing is they're showing me division of lines. So imagine like a coloring book, color within the lines. We all understand that. So as we drop those lines, as we drop those boundaries, as we drop that, they're saying simple measures. In other words, we got comfortable in defining ourselves in the boundaries of self, meaning our physical bodies. So as we drop this, as we go in places unseen, we come into our true treasure chest. We come into true union. Now, this is a step up. This is a quickening, and it comes through our own understanding. In other words, the understanding is the understanding of self. So when I just said understanding of self, I just felt bliss. I just felt bliss. So we're all an extension, God, Goddess, Sophia, whatever words, paradigm, belief feels comfortable for you. But understand, make sure that there's no separation. You're an extension of, you're a part of, you're one in the same. You're one in the same. So this means we're about to explode in rapture. We're about to explode in bringing forth our divine inheritance and bringing forth our divine victory. Now, victory, they're saying yes and no, because victory is like victory over. So this is, again, achievement, strife, you know, pushing. So what we're doing is more so, they're correcting me again, more of like an alchemy, where we're relieving ourselves of our old expenditure, that I'm fighting against the world, the battle of good versus evil, and permitting the lightness of heaven. So the lightness of heaven, remember, heaven is a state of consciousness. It's not a place. So where did all our loved ones go? They're right here. They're right here. But we have to redefine where here is, where we believe we reside. So as we will fill our, they're saying our broadcast. So this is your energy field. They're saying play along. We're no longer identified with the physical body. We're energy. So as we will fill our energy field with love's transmission, we're one in the same of love. So remember, it's like the split mind. We've been reporting to ego, whatever. You come forth with your teachings. Maya illusion. So what we're doing is reporting, aligning, adjusting. They're saying the simple pleasures. So the ego doesn't know what to do with that. The ego's like, well, this isn't going to get the job done. We got to work hard. This is hard. So simple pleasures, some of us get stuck. What do you mean it's simple? Well, where's the achievement? Where's the look at me, what I did? None of this is what I did. This is the ego. What we're doing is dropping the force, dropping the weight, dropping the striving, and permitting true receivership, permitting true partnership. It's already here. What we're doing is permitting, allowing, having an energy exchange, going beyond the falsehood, going beyond the false claim. Now, as we will receive this offering in due measure, it's due us. This is why we're here, to correct consciousness, to bring forth the true availability, excuse me, for all to witness. In order for all to witness, we have to assume radical forgiveness. And the true forgiveness is forgiving ourselves for who we believed we were, our true identity. So as we will receive our holy remembrances, we will receive our divine establishment. Our divine establishment, not God's, not Saint Germain's, our divine establishment. So they're asking us to receive this in like fashion, meaning pick your favorite master and become like. See yourself as one and the same. See yourself as one and the same. If you think of Mother Mary and you just think of the extraordinary light and connection to Source that she possesses, one and the same. One and the same. No separation, no difference. Now, as we will receive this joy, we bring forth holy remembrance. Now, this energy is filtering. It's using all available. Now we're going to go back to structure. So whatever you're playing with, job opportunities, relationship opportunities, healing, whatever is touching your life, whatever nouns you're operating with, this availability is going to bring forth additional revenue, additional resources. Seeing beyond the false claim, seeing true vision, allowing things to shift to bring forth revelation. So this is where you're working with the same subject, object all day long, and suddenly you have that aha moment. Nothing shifted, but you have shifted. And you bring forth your own resolution. Because remember that the problem is your constructs. The problem is your belief system that you've been tugging along. And so it's an out-picturing. We have sourced it. You have sourced it. Whatever is occurring, it is sourced from your own consciousness. And as we bring forth the, I'm going to say victory again, they're laughing at me. But again, it's as we bring forth the new tomorrows, we bring forth the resolution. In other words, the resolution is not fixing the outer, even though you will. It's addressing the inner. It's addressing where we were still slumbering, where we still believed in separation. And so as we unite with the Sacred Heart, as we bring forth our true visioning, remember, beyond sight, seen, beyond the physicality, we're off that map, we're off, and bringing forth advanced resurrection. So the resurrection is again the restoring of true matrimony, of true visioning, coming onto into the beloved of our own divinity, our own Christ, our own truth. So as we will receive this divine dispensation. So the dispensation, again, is self-ordered. It's not like something outside of us decided, oh, you know, they've had enough suffering. We're the ones collecting our own resources. We're the ones that are steering our own ship or our own whatever imagery suits you. But again, it's that willingness to take back our own circumstances, our own making, our own privilege. Because if we don't understand that we're the ones co-creating, well, then we're just sort of waiting. We're waiting on yesterday. They're like, we're going to keep waiting. So we're allowing that creativity. Now, when I said creativity, I literally had this like, it looks like a chi ball, but it's energy. And it's our energy. We're the ones that create the divine solutions. We're the ones that create the promotion. We're the ones that solve all that we're ready to align with. We're ready to align with. So as we will receive this true understanding, we do so with pleasure. With pleasure. Pleasure of arrival. Allowing that joy, allowing that self-revelation. Allowing the fog, the mist. Some of us are stalling. Some of us are actually ready for the next step, but we're stalling. Because we think it's going to require too much promotion. What they mean by that is too much effort. Well, I don't know if I want to be responsible. it just sounds like too heavy. So this is why they're reminding us pleasure. This is the ego saying you don't want that responsibility because that's hard work. It's actually opposite. Pleasure, ease, joy. Christ union. So we're bringing these awarenesses closer and closer. When I said closer and closer, it's like I can smell the perfume. I can smell the perfume. So as we will seal our promotion, as we will seal our divine authority. So the promotion is self-promoting. The divine authority is we're choosing. We're choosing to be the broadcast of love, and we're choosing to see all the knots, all the twists and turns where we stepped out of our own alignment. We stepped out of our own alignment. Not the person that's annoying you, not the situation that's driving you batty. Where we stepped out of our own alignment. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this divine union, we bring forth celebration. Celebration of arrival. It's like Celebrate Me Home, that song. I just keep hearing that. Celebrate Me Home. Celebrate me, the true me. The true I am. Let us receive in totality. So when we say let us receive in totality, we say yes to all that is still unseen in the physicality. We say yes. Let us receive. It's good. It's very, very good. I just feel the movement. I feel the, I really feel it's sort of like, well, I know where I don't want to be. And they're like, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because once we get that, we're on our way. We're on our way. As soon as we realize it's time to give up those old roles, those old beliefs. Oh, it's very good.